everyone. Welcome to another episode of Dev Radio. I'm Rez Alizadeh, the Chief Technology Evangelist for Windows Phone. And today we're joined by Max Katz from TIGSI. Hi, Max. How's it going?
I'm good. How is everyone?
Pretty good. Thank you. Would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself?
Of course. Definitely. So I run developer relations for TIGSI or TIGSI.com. And TIGSI is a cloud-based platform for creating mobile apps. And more specifically, you can build HTML5 apps, Windows Phone apps, Windows 8 apps, as well as iOS and Android apps. Basically, it's an IDE running in the browser. It's a sort of drag-and-drop IDE. You drag-and-drop components, and you build the UI. You can also easily connect to any REST service out there. So anything available on the internet, you can easily connect and use in your app. You can also, of course, use some of the native features available on the various platforms. The other part is that we've got integrated runtime services or backend services. So, for example, we've got a cloud database to store up data. We've got push notifications, so you can send push messages to your users. And we're also working on server-side code, so you'll be able to actually write server-side code and invoke it from the app.
That's great. So it sounds like you guys have a pretty big scale from everything from like the easy stuff to some of the more advanced functionality. You know, what skill level do you usually expect people to have when they come to use the TIGSI platform?
So skill level is a very interesting question. So we got a lot of users who come without a lot of sort of development experience, and they're able to build simple apps. So again, it's extremely easy. But of course, the more experience you have, and more specifically with HTML5, JavaScript, CSS, it's just going to give you sort of an ability to build sort of more, advanced apps. So again, so there's a sort of a wide range. Again, to start and build simple apps, I mean, it's very easy. Again, you don't need to have a formal, developer experience. But the more JavaScript and web technology experience you have, it's going to give you sort of more power and more flexibility. But again, at the end of the day, sort of the apps you can build is really entirely up to you. So as I said, TIGSI is think of it as IDE running in the browser. So you can really build anything that, the browser or the underlying platform, be it Windows or any other platform, allows you to do.
That's great. So what are some of the apps that you guys have seen built with the TIGSI platform that you really like? Are there some examples that kind of come to mind?
Yes, we've got a number of apps in the Windows 8 App Store. Actually, we're running a contest, and we've got a number of submissions. So one of them is kind of interesting, is a drug dose app where you can basically kind of enter a drug name and sort of enter the patient's age, and it's going to give you the dosage that particular person should get. We also have a lot of apps which are sort of just pure HTML5 mobile apps. So and of course these apps are not in the App Store. People just deploy them on their server, but we also provide a hosting option so people can host it with us. But again, HTML5, again, we have a lot of apps which are built in HTML5. And of course, the beauty is that HTML5 mobile apps can run on any platform, right? Any phone, any modern phone, any modern tablet. So again, people really love that part.
That's excellent. Yeah. So. Is there any amount of customization that needs to go into porting it for another platform, or does it just happen like run on every platform magically because of the HTML5?
Yes. So basically, take Windows Phone. So we use an open source framework, PhoneGap or Apache Cordova, where you start with a mobile web app, and be more specific, HTML5. And then we use PhoneGap or Apache Cordova to wrap it inside a native wrapper. And that makes it possible to, one click to deploy to Windows Phone, Android, iOS. You can even do, BlackBerry. So that's one way. Now, if you're building a Windows 8 app, then it's a different type of project. So of course, you know, that targets just Windows 8. So basically, I mean, just kind of a, we've got HTML5, right? It runs everywhere. We've got what's called a hybrid app with Apache Cordova, and then we cover Windows Phone, Android, iOS, BlackBerry, and there are some other platforms that PhoneGap supports. And then we have Windows 8.
Excellent, excellent. And I understand that you can actually take a project that was created with the Tigzee platform and open it up in Visual Studio. Is that correct?
Exactly, exactly. Actually, that would be a good time for me to show you how the tool looks.
That'd be great.
All right, so this is how the service, this is the homepage of the service looks. And again, anyone can sign up. We do have a free plan, but actually in the end, I'm going to give you guys a promo code that you can use. And you know, all the plans get the same features, but with the promo code, you'll be able to build more apps, I mean, and create more pages. So again, do definitely use it. But I do have one app open here, and it's a Windows 8 app. And so this is the screen, right? This is sort of the page. And right here we've got Windows 8 components, and then here we've got the project file. So as I mentioned, again, this is looks very similar to an IDE running in the browser. And for example, how do you, you sort of start building the app? As I mentioned, it's a drag and drop. So if I open a brand new screen, so you basically take a component and you just drag and drop it, which is again very awesome and very easy to use. If you want to put a button, this is what you do. And you select the particular element component, and then there are a bunch of properties. So again, you can customize it, you know, easily. But as I said, to take it a step farther, if you need to, you can always write CSS. You can create custom CSS files, and you can create JavaScript files as well. And one, as I mentioned, important part is this ability to connect to REST services. So there's a whole explosion of APIs happening. Everyone is exposing APIs, everyone from Twitter to Facebook, sort of the obvious players, to US government and everyone in between. And again, it's extremely easy to consume any REST API, be it public API or be it sort of an API that requires authentication. So for example, if it requires OAuth 2, that's again easily done. So let me just give you an example how the service, how would you create a service? So we go to create new service, and we got the REST service. We already have. Let's call this service 1. All right, and so this is sort of the key part here as we enter the URL. So let's use a Twitter search. So this service is sort of open, doesn't require authentication, so we can keep it pretty simple. There are some, you know, various settings you can set, and then you basically go and define request parameters. So every service will have different request parameters. In Twitter's case, it's queue, stands for query. It has a bunch of optional parameters, but again, we're not going to worry about that. Click add. And what's really nice is that right from here, we can test the service, right, to make sure it works. So we switch to test, and for example, HTML5, click test, and we get the JSON back, all right? So extremely easy. And so this indicates that the service works. Now, if you get an error message, it's also useful because this indicates that the service is not defined correctly. So again, at least you'll find out about this, you know, before actually using it on the page. But what's also really awesome is that right from here, right, we can automatically define the service response. So we got the request, right, and then, of course, we need to sort of define the structure for the response, but we can do it right from test. Clicking test here. I'm sorry, actually this button. Here we go, service response created successfully. And if I go to response, so what this did is that it parsed the JSON result that I got. And it created this structure for me, which is, again, makes it really easy and fast to use services out there. Now, I could have done this by hand, but obviously it would take me much longer. All right? So you define the service. You can define as many services as you need. And what you do next is you add the service to the page, and then you bind the service to the page. So let me show you We've got an existing one. So we got a Twitter search, and I'm going to open edit mapping. And so this shows you the binding. So this is the request. And again, this is an existing service that I previously had defined, or mappings. And this is the page. So basically, you take elements from the page and you map them to the service. And again, to customize this further, to add advanced features, customization, and so on, there is always the option to write JavaScript. Now, on the way back, on the response, right, this is the structure that was created. And notice that we map, we basically map the result, or what we want to display, back to the page. Right, so again, very easy way to work with services. Again, so you can map as many values back to the UI as you need. All right, so again, you build the UI, you define the service, you add the service to the page, you map the service, and of course, the last thing is invoking the service. So we're going to go back here, and so there is this button, and you open the events tab. And you can see there is an invoke service and then invoke the service, right? So very fast and easy. As for, so what do you do next? So we do have built-in native support, right? And for example, if you want to use any native features or extensions, so for example, you can use search extension, share target extension, and with some other extensions as well. So of course, the goal is, and we're working on it, is to make it possible to add all the native extensions available on Windows 8 to TIGZY. Having said that, you know, if something, if developer needs to write something today, yes, so they can always export. All right, and right here we got a Visual Studio Sources export. All right, and we simply click on this button. And it's going to download the file right here, and it's going to, you'll be able to open it in Visual Studio and continue developing there, and of course submitting the app to the Windows 8 store. So again, a really awesome tool, really easy to use. So I definitely recommend to sign up, especially with the promo code. And there's one more thing I want to show you is our backend services. So we got integrated backend services. So in addition to this really nice ID in the browser, we got backend services, and as I mentioned, we got a cloud database where you can store up data. We got push notifications, and we're also working on some other features. So there is a backend services button, and it's going to take me right here. So this is, these are just my databases, and of course, you can create as many databases as you need. So as an example, let's open Windows 8 database. And you get this pretty nice console with some keys, collections. So these are custom collections, users. That's for user management. For example, if you need, your app needs to support user, users registering, you know, forgetting, you know, getting new password, signing in, and so on. Files is for storing files. So, but anyhow, let me just quickly show you collections. And I've got one collection here. And again, you can create as many as you need. You can also import. And for example, let's create a new column. And we'll just call this name. And there are various data types. And we're going to create the column. So we can see the column right here. And what's really nice is that we can enter some data here. So, right, something like this. And we can do one more. All right, and that's it. Now, so what's really nice also is that this is, everything you do here is instantly exposed via REST APIs, right? So we're running a NoSQL database, MongoDB to be more specific, and we put this nice console on top of it, and we added this REST API. So just to give you an example, we got right here, if you click these REST, the various REST commands, you get a curl command. So that allows you to actually test this, do a get, for example, against this collection. So again, very, very easy.
That's fantastic, Max. It certainly makes life a lot easier for development. You had mentioned that there's a Windows 8 contest going on. Would you be able to share a little bit more details about that?
Well, absolutely. So basically, we're looking for developers to build apps for Windows 8. And then submit them to the store, and there are some great prizes And actually, on the homepage, we've got a big banner that basically explains the contest. And there, you can win tablets, and there are some other prizes, including TIGZY subscription, I think for 6 months or maybe even up to a year. So again, definitely a great contest, and it's, you know, extremely easy to sign up. Again, all the information is available on TIGZY.com. Just, you know, build an awesome app, submit it, and win prizes.
That's terrific. Well, thanks so much, Max. We really appreciate you taking the time out to join us today.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.